The influx is still going on, and the current number we have is 21,710. And the flow of influx has been increasing. We have at the moment an average of between 400 and 500 individuals a day.
Can you tell us about where they're settling? I know they're settling mostly in Nimba County in Liberia. What are conditions like there?
They are settling within the communities. They are scattered into 23 villages, and the communities have warmly welcomed them. Of course, we know that those communities are also limited in terms of resources and also in terms of basic services like water, like sanitation, like health facilities, etc. And since they started arriving, we have been working hard together with the common UN here, together with NGOs, together with the government, to see how we can address the gaps in terms of basic services. And therefore, they are boosting the water capacity, the sanitation, the health, and also food and non-food items are also under distribution.
Now, I understand that the World Food Program is working with you to help the Ivorian refugees. What is the WFP doing?
WFP is the provider of the food given to refugees. And they have provided food. They have also provided high energetic biscuit, which is very, very good for children, for lactating mothers, for also pregnant women.
Have the refugees spoken to your staff members about what it was like to flee Ivory Coast?
Yes, the reason they have mentioned so far are that they fear their political opponent in their location where they were living. They felt that their life was threatened. A very limited number, a handful number, claimed to be beaten at a certain time of the political activities. And they also mentioned that they are afraid that the situation may deteriorate further. And some of them are mentioning what happened in 2002-2003. So the departure is a preventive departure, and they have organized the way that majority of those who are arriving are women and children. We have so far 55% of the caseload who are female, but then we have 61% who are under 18 years old. So you can look at the situation and see that they are mainly women and children. And they mentioned to us the husbands are behind taking care of the house and whatever property they have there.
Now, I understand that the refugees are a mix of supporters of Alassane Ouattara and Laurent Gbagbo. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What do you do from here as the number of Ivorian refugees continues to grow? Are you considering establishing a camp?
Yes, establishing a camp was an agreement we reached with the government during the preparation of the contingency plan. When we noticed after the second week that the trend of influx kept growing, we approached the government. We raised our intention that this flow is going on, we need to open a camp. And the government has agreed on it. And we have technicians who are already in country, and they are assessing the camp which have been already identified to choose the best which can accommodate as much as possible. So we are expecting by the end of today to reach a selection of one site, and then the work will start.
I know the UN Refugee Agency often likes to move people about 60 miles or so away from the border. Are you considering placing your camp some distance from the border?
Definitely, there's a guideline. We should have a camp far away from the border, not less than 50 kilometers.